I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Dr. Evans, what do we need to know about God and His character if we are to truly understand the message of the Bible?
Well, I think it's very important to know that God is absolute and omnipotent. He's omniscient. And this means, of course, He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. And He's totally committed. He's totally committed to His creation. It's not an act that's capricious. It's not simply an experiment. God has not set in motion creative forces and then just walked away to see how it plays out or something like that. And I think, in other words, we need to have the view of God that He is indeed like a loving parent, only unlike a parent, unlike a human parent, God is perfect. He doesn't make mistakes. Now, I stress this because the understanding of God around the world is oftentimes defective. The vast majority of human beings have believed in God. The vast majority of humans down through history have always believed in at least one God. Oftentimes, they're polytheistic and people believe in lots of gods. But what a lot of us don't understand is in antiquity and still in some places in the world today, the gods are feared. They're seen as fickle. They're seen as utterly indifferent or uncaring with regard to the human predicament, the human situation. The gods, therefore, are to be placated, somehow satisfied. There's worry that if the gods find out that we're healthy or prosperous, they may take that away from us because the gods are jealous or envious, and they don't want human beings to do well. I mean, there are all kinds of odd ideas about God. And I think sometimes we as Christians who understand God thanks to Jesus and thanks to the teaching of Scripture, we just assume that most people who think about God the right way. But that is not true. And so that's a very important feature and emphasis in my book, is to make sure that people who read it understand who God really is, what He's all about, what he's like, what He intends with His creation, how He relates to human beings. He is not the fickle, feckless God of pagan antiquity or the God that is even understood in some places around the world today, a God who is to be run from, feared, to hide from, but rather God is loving and redemptive and reaches out to us for our own benefit.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.